Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is your first time listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 064 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on February 7th, 2012. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing levels and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time. Well, this will be a full-featured podcast, but not an excessively lengthy one. We are coming off a not unexpected, nevertheless, profound loss, so this podcast will probably stay a little low-key for a while. Honestly, because we are spending so much time with Jerry, who is the brand-new widower, I can't do as much prep for the show as I had before. I'm sure I'll be back to the usual amount of time allocation for the podcast and its preparation in the near future, but right now, our help and support is critically important for him. So our dear friend Dot died at home on the evening of the 24th, as she wished to do, location specific, not date specific. We spent all day and all night there, not leaving till 1:45 on the 25th. It was a terrible and long day, and this small podcast is dedicated to her memory. There isn't too much guitar-y new, because other than teaching my students this past week, my guitar exploits were stifled by real life, and it's always important to keep your life in balance, and I want to address especially young guitarists here. I know that it's important to play. I'm a musician, I understand that, and I know that keeping your eyes on the prize is of paramount importance if you expect to succeed. But you do have to understand that there is balance necessary to do well at anything. And just keep your focus on what is real and not just yourself. So that's the best thing I can give you as a takeaway. If you're a young, zealous guitarist who does not have a problem with focus, which is rare and valuable, you need to make sure your life is in balance. So I do have a continuation of two stories from a previous intro. One is about Michael, to whom you may remember I gave the quote-unquote unnecessary humidifier, and the other is about the student who had the quote-unquote unnecessary humidifier, and this is sheer serendipity. Before I tell you the serendipitous account, I want to come clean and confess that I'm keeping real life in balance, and I still have not changed the strings on the guitar that needed new strings for the past two episodes. Now, another guitar is really in need of DRs, so I have a chorus of guitars screaming at me as I walk past them, "Change me, change me, change me." I am hoping to get some DRs on there. Realistically, maybe over the weekend. During this week, my time is totally accounted for. So we aren't home much these days. So I know things will return to normal eventually and probably soon. But the last thing that's been on my mind in the fleeting hours we've been home these past couple of weeks, I guess it's 2 weeks today, is changing my strings, although I do have guilt when I look at my guitars. So hopefully I'll have a report of DRs on my guitars next week. Also, don't forget to check out the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. If you get out this way, it is something you really should not miss. The museum is open Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, and I imagine that if you call ahead and have a group coming, they might be able to accommodate you at times other than their usual times open and possibly even another day. Now, That's just me speaking. Don't quote me. I didn't say the museum will do that, but it is a supposition. Sorry if you're getting background noise. There's a plane overhead flying rather low, so if you hear that, I apologize. I'm only going to edit this film in terms of splicing it and piecing it together. I'm not going to kick out every errant background noise, so I apologize if you heard that plane. Okay, so check this out. I told you in a previous show that our guitarist friend Michael has a nice acoustic electric guitar with a crack in it that has never been humidified. I had this conversation with him on Christmas Day. I recommended that he humidify it to prevent the crack from increasing, never mind the overall benefit of humidifying. And he told me that in all the years he's been playing guitar, and they are many, he never humidified any of his guitars. So I recommended he get a humidifier for the cracked guitar, especially so the crack isn't worsened by the dryness of the indoor air here in northern New Jersey. He's in New York State during the winter. I also told you that one of my students' guitars was buzzing like a cicada, and I told her she needed a humidifier. She asked me to pick one up for her. I did, and when I gave it to her the following week, her mom said that they already had one and just hadn't used it, and she dug around in a closet, produced it, and hence it became known as the unnecessary humidifier. That's how that adjective got connected to the humidifier I picked up for her. Well, I also passed that humidifier along to Michael after the quote-unquote unnecessary episode. So last weekend, we saw Michael on Sunday, and he said the guitar into which he put the humidifier didn't go out of tune all week, and he was really excited about it, and he asked why it was so, and he attributed it to the humidifier, and I told him I didn't think it was, but he really wanted it to be that, so I'm sure he believes that the humidifier kept his guitar in tune. So let's just say he sold on humidifiers, even if not for the real reason to use them. Okay, so that gets you kind of up to speed. Then, when I went to the student who deemed this newly purchased humidifier that was destined for her guitar originally, when I saw her last week, her guitar was buzzing even more. And I noticed that the humidifier wasn't in her guitar when we took it out of its case, and I asked where it was. And she said she didn't know, and she thought their cleaning lady must have put it somewhere. So, too bad the humidifier I purchased for her now found a new home with Michael. I doubt that she's going to find this other humidifier that she deemed unnecessary before, and now it's critically necessary, and I'm probably going to have to pick her up another one, which could have all been averted if she kept the one I purchased her and not dug that other one out of the closet. Weird, huh? Okay, maybe it's not serendipity, but there's a certain irony here, and I like irony. It's just an interesting way these two people's guitar activities have been woven together. Okay, that's really it for my intro. I don't have any great exploits to tell you about that you would want to know about. So let's move on to this week's student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight this week is a very lonely Julia. Despite that it was only a few days between her lessons, one which was uncharacteristically on Thursday, which was then followed by her regular lesson on a Tuesday, she did excellently. Nice going, Julia. I can't resist adding this dig, which is that she could be meteorically rising to guitar greatness were she not such a lazy person. I see this in a lot of students. It's not only Julia, but it's worth remarking when she attains the status of the student spotlight, despite her laziness and a curtailed practice week. I want to make mention here, too, that some of the usuals in the spotlight were missing from my schedule this week. I had to take Wednesday off to help Jerry, Dot's husband, and we'll do so again this week. Also, Arno resumed work and needed a week of settling in. Anya had a major conflict. Amber was sick, and Mike and Gary were traveling. So my schedule was reduced this past week. So Julia, nice work, even though it was only half as well as that of which you are capable. And I really wish you would apply yourself, because I love having great chick guitarists as students. Let's move on to the question of the week. This week's question of the week was received by email from Kenji. Sorry, I don't know whether Kenji's gender is male or female, but I'm going to refer to Kenji as a him. He asks, what is a humbucker pickup? What's the big deal about it, and why are they even mentioned in guitar specs? Okay. Well, I have a lot of information about this, and I'm going to kind of just give you an overview. I'm going to give you a little bit of detail, and then I'm going to try to summarize it. Just so you know, this description I'm reading, I don't have this off the top of my head, but a humbucker pickup is a type of electric guitar pickup, first patented by Seth Lover and the Gibson Company, that uses two coils, both generating string signal. Now, humbuckers have a higher output than a single coil pickup, since both coils are connected in series. Like a single coil pickup, the magnets in a humbucker produce a magnetic field around the strings, which is in turn, it induces an electric current in the coils as the strings vibrate. A humbucking pickup is essentially two single coil pickups, one of which has the north pole of its pole pieces oriented toward the strings, and the other the south pole of its pole pieces oriented toward the strings. Since the coils are connected in series and out of phase, noise and interference are significantly reduced via the what is called common mode rejection. Now, humbucker is a very bizarre name. Now I'm not reading. It's a bizarre name. And most of my students think humbucker was the name of the person who invented it, which I just told you, you know, Seth Lover patented it. The truth is, they're called humbuckers because they cancel out the interference that comes with a single coil pickup. In other words, they buck the hum. So, you've heard people saying, you know, he's bucking the crowd, so you could call that person a crowd bucker. So this is a humbucker. I don't have a lot of scientific background, so this has all to do with electromagnetism and sound waves and I'm sure some physics. So a little brief history is that the humbucking coil was invented in 1934 by Electro Voice, an American professional audio company out of South Bend, Indiana. And they mainly manufactured portable public address equipment like microphones and loudspeakers and things like that. A successful early humbucking pickup was also called PAF, literally patent applied for, invented by Seth Lover, as I said, a Gibson employee in 1955. So, you know, it's not that old technology. I mean, I know the young people listening think 5 years out is new technology, but you know, it's only a half a century plus that this technology has existed. It was used in the Gibson Les Paul guitar, and it's a strongly associated product with Gibson, although humbuckers have been used in a lot of different guitar designs and by a lot of manufacturers. You can also see people refer to it as a dual coil or a double coil or a hum-canceling pickup. Rickenbacker offered dual coil pickups arranged in a humbucking pattern beginning in the late 50s. They dropped the design in 54 due to the perceived distorted sound. But the Gibson Les Paul was the first guitar to use humbuckers in a sustained production. And since then, even more models. You know, a Strat has them, Tellys have them, and I'm not naming every guitar. But the guitars you see around, most of the electric guitars used use humbucker pickups. I told you a little about how they work. I am not going to go into that whole thing. Now, you'll also see stacked humbuckers, and you'll see that even in guitar advertising, you know, multiple humbuckers or triple humbucker pickups or whatever. And this allows a lot of variety in the switching system on the guitar of how many of these humbuckers are activated and thereby influencing what sound is sent to the amplifying device. Okay, so there's a variety. There are stacked humbuckers and rail humbuckers, and there are coil splits in some of them. It gets very technical, and I'm not going to go into that. There are other noise-reducing pickups that have been invented over the years, and you can, of course, read about that online or wherever you get your information. So, Kenji, humbucker pickups are, in brief, they're pickups that have two coils that are, in a polar way, reversed. In other words, the polar north of one coil is next to the polar south of the other coil. Think of it like the way you put multiple batteries into a device. You don't have them all pointing the same way ordinarily. Ordinarily, you have one with its positive on top and negative on the bottom, and the one next to it, the negative is on top and the positive is on the bottom. It's very much like that. And the reason for doing this has to do with how the magnetic field produced by the cables processes the vibration of the sound from the strings and reduces the background noise. In brief, that's what humbuckers are. So thanks for your question, Kenji. I hope this shed a little bit of light. A Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick is on its way to you. Listeners, don't forget that if you have a question for this segment of the podcast, send me an email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. That's guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note, despite that this podcast is called the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast, there is no tutor in the email address. If I use your question for the Question of the Week segment, I will send you to a Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast pick. Now, let's move along to this week's news. Thank you. mahogany neck, 21 fret rosewood fingerboard with neoclassic thumbnail inlays, the 40s style pick guard with Gresh logo, compensated bridge with rosewood base, nickel plated hardware, deluxe die cast tuners, and also an elegant gloss natural finish. Onboard Fishman electronics include Sonicore undersaddle pickup and One Sys Plus preamp system with onboard tuner, battery life indicator, and controls for volume, treble, bass, and phase. So, you know, this is smaller, which I'm always interested in a nice acoustic electric, especially one that delivers good sound for my male students who are just built a little smaller, or for my female students. They tend to really favor an acoustic electric body size for playing rather than a big dreadnought or a jumbo or anything else. The next Rancher model that I'm going to mention is the G3800 Rancher Orchestra, which is a classic medium size model that fills the hall with full Rancher sound, feel, and vibe. Premium features include a rounded orchestra style body with a traditional Gresh Rancher triangular sound hole. Also, the laminated spruce top with scalloped X bracing, laminated mahogany back and sides, just like the others, mahogany neck with 21 fret rosewood fingerboard, 40 style pickup, Gresh logo, compensated bridge with rosewood base, nickel plated hardware. Now, there's a distinction, nickel plated rather than gold plated, deluxe die cast tuners, and an elegant gloss natural finish. Okay, so the orchestra, the hardware silver, it's a mid-size model. It's not as big as a dreadnought, probably a little bigger than the acoustic electric. The granddaddy of the line is the fullest sounding Rancher, which is the G5022 CE Rancher Jumbo Cutaway Electric, which produces great volume and broadly expansive tone, complemented by its elegant Venetian cutaway for easy access to the fingerboard's upper reaches. It's also got onboard electronics that let it be heard even more loudly and clearly. Premium features include solid spruce top with scalloped X bracing and the traditional Gresh Rancher triangular sound hole, flame maple back and sides, mahogany neck, 21 fret rosewood fingerboard with neoclassic thumbnail inlays, the 40s style pickup with Gresh logo, compensated bridge with a rosewood base, gold plated hardware, deluxe die cast tuners, and a classic gloss Savannah sunset finish. Onboard Fishman electronics include a Sonicore undersaddle pickup and One Sys Plus premium amp system with onboard tuner, battery life indicator, and controls for volume, treble, bass, and phase. Now, don't be fooled by the smaller folk-style body of the G3500 Rancher Folk, because it delivers full, well-rounded, well-articulated acoustic tone worthy of its larger Rancher brothers. Premium features include a vibrant laminated spruce top with scalloped X bracing, the traditional Gresh Rancher triangular sound hole, laminated mahogany back and sides, mahogany neck with a 20 fret rosewood fingerboard, 40s style pickup guard with the Gresh logo, compensated bridge with rosewood base, nickel plated hardware, deluxe die cast tuners, and an elegant gloss natural finish. These sound like they're going to be just wonderful, plus the visual of them is unique. I did not have a chance to check the price point on these. I would think they are, well, I'm not sure. I'm not going to speculate. Maybe I can get back to you with a price range on this next week, or if I have a minute before I put up the podcast notes, I'll take a look. If you're in the market for a new Gresh and you want something with a great sound and you want something that is iconically interesting and different, that triangular sound hole is fabulous, you might want to check this out. I will have links to all of these models and pictures of them in the show notes this week. So thanks, Gresh, for bringing back something that was well-beloved in the 50s with great new technology on board to propel this guitar into what I hope will be a storied and long life. That's it for today's news. Let's move along to this week's Take Notes segment. Topic this week is very short and atypical of the Take Note segments I've done in the past. As you may have noticed, as I've been recording, my voice is not holding up so well. So I was originally planning a different Take Note, but I'm going to give you a short one this week so as to have every segment here, even though I'm a bit froggy sounding. The topic is about a soon-to-be-released George Harrison, the Guitar Collection iPod app. It may also be available for Android, that I don't know. In the past year, George Harrison's life has been celebrated in the touching four-hour documentary, George Harrison, Living in the Material World, and his wife Olivia Harrison's companion photo book of the same name, both of which marked the 10-year anniversary of the late Beatles' passing. You may recall that, I think it was sometime last year, that I reviewed the book as part of news when it came out. Okay, the accomplished musician, producer, philanthropist will soon have his robust collection of guitars on display, as well as a 360-degree photographic iPod and iPad app, which is due out February 23rd, featuring Harrison's guitar collection. There will also be footage of musicians playing the instruments and commentary from Harrison himself. I think this is a great record for the shortest podcast segment I have ever done. Look into this app. I think if you're a Harrison fan or you love guitars, this might be something that will interest you. I don't know if there's going to be a fee for the app. If there is, you can be just about assured that some amount of that fee is going to go to one of the philanthropic or charitable causes that Olivia Harrison is involved in. Okay? So that wraps it up for this week's segments of episode 064. Let's go to the outro and wrap this baby up. So we will go on without our dear friend Dot, who was much more like a sister than a friend to me. We'll miss her and do everything we can for and with Jerry, her husband. Don't forget the Les Paul in Mawa exhibit at the Mawa Museum in Mawa, New Jersey. It's open Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it is not to be missed if you're in the New York metro area and have a little free time on those days. I'm worse than some of my students. My poor guitars are screaming for new DRs, and I just haven't gotten to it. I can hope. Maybe next weekend or this weekend. I don't know when I'm going to be able to do that. It's really shameful, and I can't ever remember a time when I've neglected them thusly. When is an unnecessary humidifier not an unnecessary humidifier? When you lose the one and the extra one has been adopted by someone else who loves it. Talia, I hope you find your missing humidifier. A humbucker pickup is one that has coils wound in opposite directions and through the magic of electromagnetism reduces a hum, hence the name humbucker. A very desirable thing in a guitar pickup. Gresh is reintroducing the Rancher line of guitars, which were beloved in the 50s. There are five models. They all have triangular sound holes and great other appointments. You should check them out. If I can do a price check on them, I will put it in the intro notes next week. In a few weeks, there will be a George Harrison, the Guitar Collection app. If you love guitars or were a fan, there's an app for that. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for episode 064 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast and bearing with this very scratchy, froggy, almost lost voice that I have today. I apologize. It hasn't been that way for most of the week. It's a new development. I hope you heard something that was worth your time. I will include links to anything that I have mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac, but, you know, I tweet from time to time. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you will find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mawa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Oradell, Paramus, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is best, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice. Have a great week, and until next time, when I really hope I have my voice back in fine form, I am your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence one guitarist at a time.